Our region is blessed with all kinds of cultural attractions. Where else could you find a city of 20,000 or so with a world-class professional theater? The Oregon Shakespeare Festival is notable, but by no means the only game in town, at least if you define town quite broadly. There are many other theaters as well, including one that calls itself Oregon's oldest community theater. That's the Barnstormers in Grants Pass, opening Urinetown very soon. Wade Drake is the theater manager. He's our guest in the studio here. Welcome, Wade.
Thank you.
And we also have with us Urinetown's director, Davey Kashuba. Welcome, Davey.
Thank you.
So the oldest community theater in Oregon, is that right?
The oldest continuously running, not the oldest, but the oldest continuously. So when they started their community theater in 1952, there was only two other ones. But those have since had one season where they did not have a show. But we've had 63 years of consistent shows every year.
Wow, never been dark. That's quite a feat, actually, considering. I mean, community theater can be tough to pull off, can't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a mystery as far as who are the patron base? How do you get to them? Who's coming to see live theater? You know, it seems to be a fading art, even though it is the longest three-dimensional art form.
Goes back, quite a few centuries here. How did the Barnstormers get started? Who put it together in the first place?
It was a group of people that are actors that wanted to start a community in the community theater. And they didn't have a place to stay for a long time. That's where the Barnstormers name came from. They kind of barnstormed. They went from barn to barn, if you will. And then in 1959 and 1960, they did a melodrama in Riverside Park that created enough seed money for them to actually purchase the building, which is a 1923 old church, and restored it, turned it into a theater, and we've been at that place ever since.
This is obviously a business that can be pretty tough on longevity. So how was it that that Barnstormers has been managed to be on stage continuously since 1952?
Dedicated volunteers that just have the passion for acting and want to get on stage and bring that to our community. It's all been all volunteer run for many, many, many years.
Keep your overhead low. You're the only paid staffer, is that right?
Part-time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not even full-time at that. Is there a day job then, too?
Yeah, I also work at Rogue Community College as an instructor.
Okay, so lots of stuff to go on. Now, you watch theaters make a mix of choices over a season, you know, the safe stuff versus the challenging. So on that scale, how challenging is the choice if you're in town?
It's in that edgy category. It's something that, you know, we're worried about just because the name, it's hard to sell it, although it's an excellent, excellent production and been blessed with an unfortunate name. But
easy to say, you know.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
in town.
Yeah. And it's a newer one, you know, it's got a different, it was a lot more as far as royalties to produce. So we're kind of just really trying to reach out and let people know, hey, this is a really quality show that's not something that's going to come to town all the time.
So, Davey, tell us a little bit about you and how you got picked to be the director of Urinetown, or did you bring this to Wade and say, we got to do this?
Well, Wade had pitched it to the board before, but they didn't go for it. And back when I first discovered the show in 2006 when I started doing theater, it was what really made me want to pursue theater as a career. And so I ended up going to college at OSU for theater and coming back here. I'm in the MAT program at SOU for theater. And It's just a wonderful show. It's got so many messages, so many hilarious characters, such witty dialogue. Everything about it is just so amazing. I told myself the first day that I heard the music and saw the show that someday I was either going to be in it or direct it. And so it's finally happening. And so that's fantastic.
The MAT program, so Master of Arts in Theater, you want to teach theater?
It's Masters of Arts in Teaching. Yeah. So I'm going to, the dream is to eventually find a nice school to start teaching and build it up and get people to appreciate theater for all the great things it brings to the community.
Okay. Lest people think they need to show up with raincoats on, can we give a brief description of what Urinetown is about? It's actually quite clever on a number of different levels.
Yeah. So, you know, despite the name, and that seems to be everyone's reaction when they first hear it is, oh, God, so it's a show about pee? And no. It's a show about if a drought were to ravage an area so badly that they started having to pay to use the restroom. No one was allowed to have public restrooms due to the water consumption. And those who aren't able to pay are thrown in a jail called Urinetown by the police officers of the town, Lock, Stock, and Barrel, and they're the only two.
Officer Lock, Stock, and Officer Barrel, yeah.
Yep.
Title aside, is this a show you could take kids to?
Absolutely. There are a few swear words, but beyond that, it is, I think it's pretty family friendly. Beyond that, There's a small plot twist that I don't want to give away, but that also may be something to be aware of, but it's nothing to be concerned about.
I understand the genesis actually came from the playwright encountering a pay toilet in England.
Yeah, yeah. So the story is that he was touring Europe, and he started running out of money, so he had to budget every day, deciding, oh, you know, do I go to the bathroom today or do I eat? And he thought that that was such an interesting concept. What if that was the life that we all had to live? And it just came from that. And he says himself in the foreword of the script that for all intents and purposes, it shouldn't have happened. You know, everyone looks at the name and goes, oh, no, I don't want to do that. And yet it kept getting bigger and bigger. And then it's on Broadway, and then it's winning Tonys. And it was just an insane ride. And he still can't believe that, or, well, I've read that he still can't believe that how successful it had become.
Davy Kashuba is directing Urinetown at the Barnstormers Theater in Grants Pass. Wade Drake is the Barnstormers Theater manager. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 with thoughts or questions about either Barnstormers or Urinetown, the play. 800-838-3760 by email jx@jeffnet.org. Wade, you had talked about the board. Actually, Davy talked about the board. So what was the difference in the pitch that got the board to say, okay, let's do Urinetown this time around?
Well, when I pitched it, we didn't really have a director. And when Davy came in, as you know, hey, I'm into this, I want to direct it. And so that's a lot of time when we do find plays, it becomes this balance of, well, do we just pick the plays and then find people to direct them, or do we ask directors to submit plays because we want to have a consistent season? So when Davy coming in as a strong director, it was debated about, and we talked about, well, can we afford it? Can we handle the name, you know, and the marketing of it? And we just decided, yes, we can.
Now, there's lots of stuff to laugh about in the play, but also some grim or at least unsparing observations I read about things we encounter in society, the excesses of capitalism, for example. So I imagine a few people could probably get their feathers ruffled by this.
Yeah, yeah, especially because we are facing that sort of situation in our current community with water. I mean, you look at the Klamath Falls situation with water and irrigation. You know, how do you regulate this? Is government control the best for the whole of the people, or are we thinking about the individuals? You know, it raises a lot of questions. I don't think it gives a lot of answers, but it's thought-provoking. And
yeah, I think that's the most important part, is that it raises a lot of questions through some very very hilarious dialogue. And so you laugh hard, and then you kind of relax and go, wait, I should think about that. That's interesting. And you walk out of the theater being more aware. And so I think no matter what your beliefs are, that you'll walk away from the show wanting to know more about, you know, everything it speaks for. And
we have a call from a listener in Grants Pass. Here is Phyllis. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Wade Drake and Davy Kashuba.
Yes, hi. Is this a musical?
It is.
Okay, I haven't heard you say anything about that, and it's so, you know, people just really love musicals. Are you going to be using any live musicians?
No. Unfortunately, the space doesn't allow for it. But the music is really high quality. And actually, if you're a fan of musicals, each song is a parody of a different famous musical. So that would be another level if you go see the show to try to figure out, oh, you know, oh, was this from West Side Story? Was this from Three Penny Opera? You know, stuff like that. So
Phyllis, is
there going to be a quiz?
Right, about which song this represents. Yeah,
yeah, pop quiz at the end of every show.
Phyllis, thanks for the call. Very much appreciated. Glad to hear a musical get you to go down there. How much does the show Urinetown, with all of its self-awareness that I read about, how much does it break the fourth wall, for example?
Only a few characters are permitted to break the fourth wall in the show, and that's Officer Lockstock and his little partner in crime, Little Sally. And they have, you know, they come out at the start of the show, and she says, well, I don't think a lot of people are going to come see this musical, Officer Lockstock. The title's awful, and, you know, stuff like that. And he tries to get her away, and they do a really good job of explaining everything to the audience when it's not quite clear through the actual happenings on stage. There are a few other moments. You know, we have a scene where the cast goes out and you know ruffles programs and stuff out of the audience's hands. So it'll be a pretty fun interactive show.
All right, so some audience interaction. What are some of the other challenges for the actors that this show presents?
The small enclosed space, I think we've really done a good job using every corner of Barnstormers and the stage for the show. A big concern when we first talked about doing the show was that, is it too small? You know, all the productions have these huge wide open stages, but I think we've managed to come up with some pretty clever moments in the show due to the small space, and I think it strengthens some of the moments.
Wade Drake, give us an idea how big the theater is, how many seats, and how big is your stage?
So we have about 88 seats in the theater, and the stage is about 26 feet wide, 24 feet deep, and then we have a side alcove that we're utilizing for this one as well. But yeah, that is always a concern, but it's also, it makes a really intimate and really awesome experience because you're right there and there's not a bad seat in the house.
So it must limit some of your choices. You know, you can't do Oklahoma or The Producers or something on the Barnstormer space, maybe.
Well, yeah, we do have a limit on how many cast members we can have, too, because it taxes our green room space, all of our backstage space, you know, so we do try not to have this is a fairly big one for that consideration. But, you know, sometimes musicals take a lot. You want big dance numbers, and so it's... Yeah, but it does. It's a challenge.
Davey Kashuba, how many actors in the cast of Urinetown?
We have 18 actors, mm-hmm. and a handful of them are playing multiple roles as well.
Okay, I was going to say that not all on the stage at the same time, I would think.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Really?
A couple songs, the whole cast is up there, and you can tell they're fighting for space.
Yeah, 26 by 22-foot stage would get you there.
Yeah.
So what are some of the other things you're doing this season at Barnstormers, Wade?
Yeah, coming up next after this one is Cemetery Club, which is a play about some Jewish ladies who are widowed and meet at their husband's graves at once a month, and then it goes on from there. And then we're real excited about our last show of this season is The Outsiders, which is
the old S.E. Hinton book?
Yeah.
Really?
And it's adapted by Christopher Sergel, and it is for stage, and our director is super passionate about it, really. We're getting a lot of interest in it as far as that's a... You know, it's a classic.
A lot of boomers read that book in seventh grade.
Absolutely. And so just got to shout out to them to come down and watch it.
All right. So speaking of boomers, I mean, there's an issue with theater and lots of other mm-hmm. established art forms, which is the aging audiences. So I mean, how do you work to develop a theater-going muscle in younger people?
That is a challenge, and that's what we're trying to do, definitely, bringing in, like, The Outsiders, where we've got a lot of younger roles, younger people, bringing people in. I also teach acting out at the college, and so one of my requirements is that they go and see a play. Lots of people haven't seen plays. But we're trying to get that younger... Yeah,
Wait,
we need that.
Do you give them tickets to the plays at Barnes?
No, we invite them to the dress rehearsals for okay. free.
All right, so you get the younger people out there. What other kinds of outreach?
Well, just trying to get more... some of the people, like, so in my generation, you know, they like to do a package, you know, a dinner and a play. And so we're trying to partner with different restaurants, maybe figure out how we can work that financially so that it's a win-win for the restaurant and for the theater, and trying to bring younger people in that just wouldn't necessarily go.
You mentioned the financial considerations of what you're going to pay for the rights to a play. And mm-hmm. I imagine Urinetown is going to cost you a whole lot more mm-hmm. than, say, Arsenic and Old Lace or some other chestnuts. So
absolutely.
So does that work into the mix of figuring out what to do in a season?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a huge consideration. And this one was kind of going on a limb a little bit, but that's why we're going into these, you know, coming here and talking about it, trying to get the enthusiasm up, because it's a really special play that's not something that we often get to expose our community to.
You know, it's funny, as much as the name turns people off, I hear great praise for the show, generally mm-hmm. consistently about Urinetown. And what are the dates that Urinetown is playing at Barnstormers?
We open this Friday, March 4th, and it runs every weekend until March 27th.
March 4th to March 27th. So is it Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday matinee,
mm-hmm.
basically?
Exactly.
Okay. And is there...
We also have Thursday shows.
Thursday shows, okay.
So oh, that's right.
Is there a bold future plan for Barnstormers, or are you pretty much going to keep doing what you're doing?
Well, yeah, we are. Last year we started doing a melodrama in the summer, which is kind of our eighth show, and that went over a huge success. So this summer we'll also be bringing a melodrama to the theater and trying to have it be family affordable and capture some of the tourist market and all that.
Okay, good things coming to the Barnstormers Theater in Grants Pass. Urinetown, March 4th through March 27th. Davey Kashuba will be directing it. Wade Drake is the manager at the Barnstormers Theater. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.